I know, call us by the budget workshop to order at 6:32, and we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States
of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Okay, Marsh, you want to call the order?
Jack Walsh.
Here.
Bob Miani.
Here.
Rose Pertoso. Kelly Curtis.
Here.
James DeMayo.
Here.
Okay, we don't have anyone from the public, so we'll just skip over that. And let me bring up the spreadsheet. And you know, I want to thank Ed and Marcy for doing a great job on this to get us started. I don't think this is going to be all that bad to get through, because they've done I think a great job with giving us the numbers. I did have a couple of questions, and let me go over those first. One of our issues is, how do we want to track the referendum, the capital items? And you can see it's a little confusing here, but Marsh, you put them over here, which might be the way we want to do it.
Just come on and separate them out of the sewer.
No, I think that's coming. We've actually got a bigger problem with that probably going forward, because I got to set up our line items on the new budget differently. But I think this will be a problem. I may have to move it over to get us through this. But I just wanted to go through a couple of things that I highlighted in writing. You're probably trying to figure out what the heck is he doing. So let me go through those. On the Social Security and Medicare, these were the numbers that were there, but I don't think those were based on the actual calculations, because I went back and, the total salaries, when you include the overtime wages, is this 921,481. And applying the formula, which is Social Security is supposed to be 6.2%, that would be 57,131,82. And the Medicare is supposed to be 1.45%. So I think I should plug these two numbers in over here. And unless somebody has an objection, that's what I'll do. Anyone have a question on that?
No, I think you're better off going a little higher on it. You know, go with the higher number for now.
Well, yeah. it's just a straight formula, Cal.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so let me move this over. Okay. I'll move this one over. Okay, then let me take out this. All right, then I came down to this next one. I had a question. Mars, I think this is for you. The Ansoni expense,
That was an error. We should be putting in, what's my figure? 17,000 for that.
Okay.
And that's just provided that they don't have an increase for.
Yeah, okay.
For their billing. And then the one below it, the 25, the Griffin Hospital expense, that should be 30,794.
Okay.
Okay.
Then I came down here because, the next two items have been a problem all along. Okay. So I was able to get a hold of Walt again, and he gave me a revised figure.
Okay.
And he believes that it should be $307. I guess Agatha had, she had access to numbers that you don't have, Mars.
So okay.
You had just done the conservative thing and throwing in the same number.
Right.
But, he thinks this should be the number based on a per person fee of $25,102.56. So again, unless somebody is objecting, I'll put in the $300,000. Okay. Again, realizing that it's always going to be a fluid number because of, the rate experience. And then workers' comp, this is probably going to be too high as well, okay? Because again, our numbers were based on past experience where, you know, we were paying off claims and we don't have any outstanding claims right now, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not sure what to put in there. And Walt wasn't sure either. He said he had seen figures of $31,000 or $34,000. You know, for now, I'd say let's leave that one until we get a little more clarification. We'll alter it if we need. Okay. Then I was going to
count. Yeah, just out of curiosity, if that money's not used, does that go into a fund or does it just go back into the regular line item?
I believe it gets into a reserve, Cal. That's what I'm thinking. Okay, same thing with the health insurance too, I think. But you know, I think we can bend that down a little bit more when John Acabal comes to our meeting in 2 weeks. Because I really would like him to clarify that for us as well. But you know, it seems if we were overcharged, either we should get the money back or it should be in a reserve someplace to be in case we have higher claims. Then capital reserves, I don't have anything now. We may need to put something in there. And then here's the question on the bond capital debt service. This is the correct amount that we will be paying this year, okay? If I put it in there right now, the way it was, we'll show a big deficit down at the bottom, unless we move these numbers over. So I guess we have a couple of ways to go on this. We could move the income over, and that will offset the payment, because I think the payment probably should be in here, because we have to make that payment.
Yeah, but and it should be in the income too, because we do receive
it. Right. The thing is, though, yeah, I'm going to move it over. But, you know, the tricky part is, I don't know if it's paid from this year. I think it's really comes out of the reserve that's already been built up for this. But I think for our budget purposes, it does make sense to move these over. Okay, so let me take these out now. Okay. And they're not in there from last year. So last year is going to be a little bit misleading. I think when they were in last year, it made this number $4,400,000, if I recall. All right. So now I'm going to move this over. And again, this number we would only put in there if we need it. Okay. If we have to take something out from reserves. But as I'm looking at it right now, I don't think we're going to need it. Okay. So that's just a little, I don't know, cleaning up before we actually get started on it. But why don't we go through the line items now with Ed and Marcy? But, you know, the starting point looks pretty good because based up here, we have revenue of $4,302,000. And down here we have expenses of $3,830,000. So right now we're showing a surplus. So why don't we just go line item by line item, see if there are any questions? Because I mean, most of this looks pretty straightforward to me. Mars office wages.
Okay, just me. And I did put in for the part-timer for 29 hours a week at that rate. Whatever they get, the $17 or $18 they get.
Right. Have you included any raises in the union contract?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so that's pretty straightforward. Ed, plant wages?
Plant wages went up a little bit, 1.5% in the union contract. Plus, in the union contract, there was also a negotiated higher rate for longevity. So a few people do get it at a higher rate, and they also have longevity coming in earlier than 10 years. Now they have it at 5 and 7 as well. Wow. So that increased the cost to it as well.
Okay. All right, the secretarial is, you know, pretty straightforward. And I think we probably will have more meetings because I think we may have to take the secretarial. This, Marcy, this covers the note-taking, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I increased it from the, because we only have like $200 left this year, but I think we're going to need more next year.
Okay, correct on that. We may have more meetings. And then Social Security and Medicare, we already took care of.
Mm-hmm.
Overtime wages, you know, well, actually, good thing it's not an issue because you may have to dip in more before we finish this year. Office instruction. Well, you want to go through these quickly, Ed? Anything you need to point out?
The only big increase that we're really looking at is for Synagro, the sludge hauling. They went up, I think we went up 10%, and she's keeping us at a reduced rate because of the solids that we give to her. You know, we give them a pretty good set of solids, and a lot of other places she showed us went up 20 to 30%. There is an additional fee that we are going to get hit with because of the cost of fuel. We're going to get a fuel cost surcharge on every load that we have now. So it has gone up. I think I overcompensated for the 10%. I think I went up 15.
13.
So
That's
the only thing that I foresee that is going to be a big line item compared to last year.
Okay. No, everything here looks pretty straightforward to me. Questions from anyone else? Again, I'm assuming. Make sure this.
Yeah. I'm just worried about fuel. That's all. When we get, you know, we get down to the point of eating fuel and what have you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where do we actually have that line item?
Well, I guess you got gas feed. I thought there was oil too.
Okay.
Oh, no oil.
No, strictly gas.
Strictly gas, yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay.
And we have gone down on electric as well. So we've made a few tweaks here and there the last couple of years, and we're really starting to draw. Even with the cost of electricity going up, we're still doing pretty good with it.
Okay, here's one that I didn't cover. I don't know why you took out the 270, but I think that needs to be here, or maybe you just didn't put it in. We are committed to that, which still puts us in good shape. But that's, you know, we're committed to that for next 10 years. Any questions here about the expense side? All right, let's go up to the revenue side. It's kind of pleasing to see that on the residential side, we're basically the same as last year. We're down quite a bit on the commercial, but
yeah,
this is all based on water usage. So,
and this is just a preliminary. I did the billing, but I still have to double check it. I was supposed to do that this week, but I wasn't there this week. So, these figures should be pretty good, but I still have to check, the billing.
Other revenue, and how about impact fees?
Impact fees. What did we do last year? I don't know.
You know, I'm just thinking with Main Street finally happening, won't we be collecting some impact fees in the next calendar year, next fiscal year?
Well, that's something I want to touch base on too when we get a chance, because the way that our structure is written is that any commercial properties with an impact fee is based off building square footage and projected water usage, gallons per day. So we also, if we remember, Splash Car Wash was just over $100,000 as an impact fee. State of Connecticut is coming in their DOT in orange, and we did a rough calculation of almost $400,000.
Wow.
So I don't know if we want to take a look at that or if we just want it to stand where it is.
You know, I mean, that would be part of a regular meeting discussion.
No, absolutely. I just wanted to bring it up to everyone's attention.
But, you know, we probably should plug in some number here because I don't think we've ever gone a year without having any impact fees, have we?
I don't, probably not. Well, that's what we collected last year, that 16.3.
I would suggest for now we just plug that same number in then. Even though I would think before the end of the year it's going to be more than that. But let me just plug it in at that point for now. And the capital fee, interest, lien fees. Now, again, the agreement is already in place with Tower, right? So that would come directly from them, wouldn't it, Mars?
Say that again.
The capital fee, interest, lien fees, those are all going through Tower, aren't they? So we just get a whatever they collect or whatever their agreement.
No, that's ours. The capital interest lien fees.
Yeah,
those goes to us.
Yeah, so it's separate from the Tower because Tower doesn't have to accept every property.
Okay. Yeah.
That's just
interest on delinquent capital fees. That it has nothing to do with Tower.
Okay. So again, we should plug in a number here then. Does it 30 sound reasonable? Has it been that way for years?
I could tell you what we collected so far this year for capital fees, for interest and liens.
Actually, I think I have it up here. Let me see. All right, here we go. Let's see. Yeah, we've received almost $30,000 already, Mars. I've got it up on the screen.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. It was through April 7th. So, and last year it was $45,000 we budgeted. So I would say that we're probably safe putting in at least the $32,000, no?
Yeah.
And I don't know what this last one, what is this one? Interest and lien fees.
On the sewer that we've collected. Sewer interest and lien fees don't go into our revenue. They go into that 1,100,106.0. So that's last we collected about a little over 50,000.
Okay.
This year already.
All right. Well, then the question becomes, oops, forget this.
Oh, it says 50.
So what would be a number to plug in here?
I would be conservative and let's see what do I have. I don't know. We've collected 54,000 in interest and lien fees from July to April 26th. So I don't know. You could be conservative.
Put that number in now. All right. What were these other revenues?
All right. So we have the orange income, right? For orange, we collect, for sewer fees, we collect 50,000. And for the capital fee, we collect 36,000 for a total of 86,000.
All right, so I'm going to change it back since we're counting it below. again, right now, again, assuming all these formulas are correct, we're showing a surplus. Without taking anything out of reserves. Okay, we wouldn't need to take anything out of reserves at this point.
Well, will the medical insurance still be that low?
Well, yeah, that's the question we have to get an answer to, James. What is our history on that? I mean, Walt gave me this figure. You know, the 450, 425 was probably artificially high. Because remember last year, we were trying to get a number. We couldn't get a number from anybody. It was so
right.
I don't think we actually spent 425, 822. In fact,
and we can't even go by what we spent this year because I haven't gotten a bill from them.
Yeah. The only thing
from the city.
Concerning is Walt also told me that the premium is going up about 20%. Okay. Now he still had this figure, but maybe we should multiply this number by 20%. Just to be on the safe side. If the city's premium is going up 20% and they had the budget for that in the city budget, we should probably bump this up by 60,000 too then.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
And again, workers' comp, we have to wait for next week, but you know that one's probably coming down. This one's probably not changing. I don't see any need for it at this point. And we have some room to maneuver. I mean, this looks like it may be the easiest budget process in the years I've been involved.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it is a good thing. I would suggest for now, I don't know what more we can do tonight without getting those other numbers. But I think we should feel that this is our starting point, that we come back next week and finalize the numbers. And then, Marcy, I wasn't sure. Is the public hearing on the third week?
Yeah, it's on the fourth. No, because we're going to have, we have this meeting next week. We have another budget meeting. Right. The next week we're going to have our regular meeting. Then the next week, I believe, is our, let me get my calendar, is our public hearing.
I wasn't sure. But, you know, if this is correct.
Yeah, the 25th.
If this works, I would suggest that we, finalize this next week and have the public hearing right before the full board meeting and not have to go an extra week.
Let's see if now the public hearing notice has to be in the paper 10 days before the meeting, which, and it doesn't include the day of the meeting. So,
okay, the meeting would be the
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You're still going to have the public hearing on the 25th.
Okay.
Because it's not going to give you enough time to publish the notice before the public hearing.
All right.
But it would be nice to, because I have to publish the public hearing notice, the legal notice, on the 13th. So it would be good if we really, if you did figure out, you know, if the rates are going to stay the same or not next week, that would be good.
Well, you know, again, based on what we have here, I don't see any problem getting that done next week, unless somebody else feels differently.
Jack, if you do come up with a number that you're satisfied with, why not just move that next meeting to the end of the month in that 10-day window, so you don't have to have an extra meeting?
It's the public hearing that's the issue. We need one more meeting for ourselves.
Well, why not just schedule it? If you got to be there for the public hearing, why not just make the regular meeting that same night? You know, delay it 1 week.
We have to finalize our budget before we can schedule the public hearing.
Right. Well, if you're saying it's finalized, with the next meeting, if it is finalized, you still got time. You can, yeah, it doesn't matter either way, I guess, but you can combine the final meeting.
She doesn't have time to get it published if we make the decision next week. We'd have
I don't mean to move the public meeting ahead. What I would say is push the regular meeting a week later if you're going to finalize it next week. Get the numbers finalized.
But I don't think we can change the regular meeting because that would make it a special meeting.
Oh, okay.
And then you can't change anything on the agenda. So, that happened to us with the privatization committee on Monday. Since it was determined to be a special meeting, we couldn't change the agenda, which kind of limited what we could do. Okay. So it's a good idea, Bob, but it just doesn't work because of the way FOI works.
Okay. Yeah. I understand.
So again, I think there's follow-up that needs to be done to get those last two numbers in place. And Marcy wants to go back and check her numbers again. But it looks like we have some room to play with here. I can't believe it. We've never had that luxury before. At least I can't remember having that luxury. But we look in good shape. And I attribute a lot of that to the staff. They've done a great job managing our plant and all our bookkeeping and everything else under difficult circumstances. So we haven't had that one major catastrophe that would blow our budget out of the water in one shot, which is, always a concern. And the reason why we need to maintain strong reserves, just ask Ansonia. So with that, I don't have anything more to add.
Will you email me your spreadsheet that you've changed?
As soon as we get done, I'm going to send it back to you and Ed.
Okay. Thank you.
Just a question. This is where I would think we would do this. Now I'm looking truck replacement. How are we on vehicles now? We've got the camera truck. We've got the Vector truck. We got the new pickup. We got the service vehicle. Where do we stand on vehicles? Because if we end up with a surplus of, let's just say, $200,000, do we want to look into a vehicle for next year? Where do we stand on vehicles?
Well, we're pretty good on vehicles right now. The one thing that we did start talking about 4 months ago was setting money aside for a new Vector truck in the upcoming years, because our Vector truck now is almost 10 years old.
Wow, that's fast.
Well, I think those are good things to consider. I think we're going to be in that position to do things if we need to do it. But
could we do that now? Could we create anything now before this budget is put in place to put some money aside toward this truck? Whether it be, maybe now's the time to create a spot for, say, $100,000 per year to go toward a vehicle. Because I'm sure Vector truck's probably up to $700,000 right now, probably more.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just curious whether now's the time to do it, Jack.
Yeah, that's a good point. I would ask the auditor if that's something we're allowed to do or not. I understand what you're saying. The city, let's be honest, all municipalities are not good about setting aside money for the capital improvements, and instead you get hit with the whole fee.
Yeah, no, they never have been.
Yeah.
After doing it with fire trucks, I know they've never put it aside, but we tried to create that. But if we could start a running fund, even if it's $75,000,
we'll have the auditor at our next meeting, so I think he can advise us.
Incoming that. Call from 203-562-3718.
That's just spam.
Incoming call from
203-562. Okay.
It's just something to consider.
No, it's a good idea. Absolutely a good idea. All right, anything else for tonight?
Nope.
All right, so I think a motion to adjourn might be in order.
I'll make a motion.
Okay. Adjourn. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. We're adjourned. So.